Now we are joined on Zoom. John, I wonder if you want to do the introductions here. There's a friend of yours joining us.
Yeah, Mark Jacobs. Mark is the retired land commissioner of Aiken County, and he joins us this morning to talk about our friend, Harry Hutchins. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, good, good. Yeah. How about you?
I'm well, thanks. You know, as we prepared for this, well, actually, last night while I was sort of tossing and turning, I got to thinking about a trip that we made down into the bog at Lost Lake, at Long Lake, and Harry was with us and pointed out mistletoe to me, something I wasn't particularly cognizant of, and the fact that you guys put a temperature sonde down there, and oftentimes in the wintertime, that one throws out a temperature that makes me glad I'm not down in the bog with it.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was typically on the very coldest days, at least 10 degrees colder than the campus, which was like less than a quarter mile away.
Yeah, so it's astonishing.
Pretty strange.
Yeah, well, enough about that. I'd like to know, first of all, how you and Harry got introduced to one another. How did you guys meet?
You know, I've been trying to think about that. It seems like I've known him forever, and it just about has been forever. But I think it was in the early 90s at a hardwood management workshop that we put on at Quadna, when Quadna was still going on.
Oh,
and we had
sure.
a big workshop, and he showed up for that, and he took an interest and said, is it okay if we hook up and bring our students out to some of your project areas that we showed on the field tour? And I think it was 22 or 23 consecutive years he brought his students out every spring to look at the same piece of land and talk about how it changed and how the logging practices were, you know, somewhat environmentally friendly. And that was my first exposure to turning over old rotten logs and looking at redback salamanders. And he was an expert at finding them and talked a lot about how much total biomass and salamanders there isn't in those rich mesic hardwood forests. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Harry always talked to me about the fantastic work that you initiated down in Aiken County. He was so thrilled to find someone in your position, someone who actually had some control of what was being done with the land, and then to see that you were proceeding in what to him was a sensible and scientific direction. So I know that he was just tickled. He was absolutely thrilled to meet you and to show his students what could be done if you just had those levers of power and were able to direct the policies. So,
well, and you know, and he inspired me as well by that encouragement, you know, to know that there was somebody out there that really did support what you were doing in your work. And, you know, and I got to say, you know, I did have the was in a position to implement some of those things, but, you know, I had county board support to do all of these things and support of the people on my staff. And, you know, so it was a team effort to say, you know, that we want our forests to be well managed. We want to be able to get economic benefits, and we want to make sure that they're viable in the future. So,
yeah. So go ahead.
Well, I wanted to share one of my favorite Harry stories that kind of encompasses all of the aspects that I knew of him. It was in 2015. We had a conference on forest bats, and we held it in Aiken County right at the time that the northern long-eared bat was being considered for the endangered species list. So we put on a forestry conference, and it was probably 100 or so people in there. And so we had a bunch of presentation and things, and I'd given a presentation on what we were doing in Aiken County, and we started this thing called Bat Friendly Forestry, and we made a little video about it and a bunch of stuff like that. So I'd given my presentation, and it was just before the break, and so there was some question and answers, and I was feeling pretty good about it. And you know, as anyone that knows Harry, excuse me, knows that he was disciple and an ambassador of Leopold, Elder Leopold. So, and I was very aware of that. So I'm getting my stuff down and he comes walking over and kind of a stern look on his face, which was unusual. And he said, about your presentation. And I said, yeah. He said, Aldo Leopold would be rolling over in his grave. And I must have had this expression on my face. And he said, to turn around and get up and shake your hand. What a great presentation. You know? And I thought, you son of a gun. You know? So he gave me about the highest compliment I could get. And also he was very pleased with himself for zinging me pretty good because he was smiles all the way across.
That sounds like our friend Harry, indeed. Yeah. He was an amazing person. You know, I just talking to you and thinking back, I recall a panel that we were on in the local high school, and we were talking about climate change, and Harry was pretty adamant about climate change and about the way that we tend to pave the parking lot, and he finally had enough. There were people on both sides of the issue, and finally he just had enough, and he blew up. He just spoke sternly from his heart. And all of the students in the room, and there must have been 100, applauded him for just talking about exactly what the issue was and laying it out pretty clearly that you know, things needed to be done and that talking around them and dressing up the edges wasn't going to help. And that was Harry to a T. He was pleasant, he was honorable, but boy, he held by his positions, and he wasn't going to back down just because there was a lot of people who didn't agree with him. He was quite the guy.
Yep, yeah, he'll be missed, definitely. You know, I ran into him, when was it? A little over a year ago. Well, it had to be over a year ago with the COVID thing going on, but I was in Clockhouse having a beer one afternoon, and he came in with a group of people, and we had a nice little chat. And that was, I think, the last time I talked to him.
Yeah. Well, he certainly liked getting out. I think anyone who is familiar with the farmers market in Grand Rapids and just the coffee shops and some of the breweries like Clockhouse. He had his bicycle and he was going to be out and about. He wasn't going to let his MRSA put him back, you know, hold him at home. He was going to get out and meet people and talk to people and espouse his opinions, which was wonderful. Yeah.
So Mark, you got to see Harry in the field with his students. I imagine he was just delighted to be outside with them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I recall one year he had a bunch of students there, and we had just done a selective logging operation in there. And so he brought the students in and he split them in half, and he said, half the students go into the logged area and half the students go into the area that hadn't been logged and start turning over logs looking for redback salamanders. And it turns out there were just as many in the logged over area as there were in the unlogged area because, you know, the down logs hadn't been disturbed. And that was his point, you know, that you can do this, but, you know, pay as much attention to what you leave behind when you're doing forestry as what you take out. And I think that was a pretty good message for students.
Yeah.
It stuck with me as well.
Yeah. I can't help but think that the two of you must have been a strong influence on a lot of young minds who were interested in natural history and in the natural resources. So thank you for working with Harry. Thank you for being a friend of Harry's. And thank you for the work you've done in Aiken County to make it a happier, healthier place. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I guess I'd like to thank you and Harry for, having a phenologist and a forest ecologist putting on a radio show that's one of the most popular shows in the region. That's I can't imagine you can say that in too many places around the United States.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm touched.
Thanks, Mark. It was good to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I hope we cross paths again real soon.
I'm sure we will.
Thanks. All right.
You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. We've got Phenology coming up next for you. John, I've been in talks with Mark about doing a regular segment with us. He's got some great ideas. So
yeah,
we'll be talking to him possibly once a month. So you can stay tuned for that. We've got a lot going on for you this morning. We're going to be talking about the Itasca County Aquatic Invasive Species Summit that's coming up. That's coming up right before 8 o'clock. Tornado Bob, big weather picture. And then it's time for our conservation conversations already. Can you believe it? It's already been a month.
I know.
We're talking more about some of the conservation. And we're talking with one woman who is head of a lake association and the folks from Northern Water Land Trust. That's coming up at about 8:40 this morning.